But now I have in studio with me Yung Nam. We are going to talk about the Socially Responsible Investments Committee. And let me tell you a little bit about Yung. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you're a public school social studies teacher and active with your union and also volunteer with several organizing groups, including Healthcare for All Oregon, Jobs with Justice, Northwest Teaching for Social Justice Conference, and Portland Public Banking Institute. And you've been serving this year on the first permanent Socially Responsible Investment Committee. Now, I have you speaking today as a community member about why the upcoming vote on the committee's first report matters for resisting Trump. And I'll let you clarify that. But why don't we start first with the committee itself? It's not unique to have cities look at divestment, but this is a unique model. So talk about what it is and why it matters.
Yeah, so the committee came to existence because of ongoing organizing from people in the community. I think some of this was really driven by 350 and the divestment campaign and looking at why our city's public dollars that the city has, you know, from everything from when people pay their rent that goes towards property taxes to their water fees or parking, feeding the parking meters and so on, that money that they have that runs a city budget of, I think it's something like $2.6 billion a year, there's kind of rotating money that they have, and part of that they invest, and there's about a total of $1.5 billion that's invested. A lot of it's invested in treasuries, but I think starting in 2009 or 2010, they started investing not only in commercial paper, but also corporate bonds that are at least AA rated.
And so the charge of the committee is to recommend which companies to not buy.
That's correct. So we have seven criteria that includes environmental concerns, health concerns, labor, human rights, corporate abuse, and so on. And based on those criteria, the appointed committee, they're supposed to be seven people. Right now we have an empty seat, and some of us are in there for two terms like me, and others are just for 1 year. There's about a group of about 60 companies that are on the eligible issuers list because many companies do not have at least a AA credit rating, and they're not eligible. But of the eligible companies, we do very in-depth studies about them, doing outside research. Also, we get these subscribed ESG reports about these companies. And based on all that studying and research, we go through a democratic deliberative process about whether these companies should be on the do not buy list. And at the end of the year, after we do all that work, we submit our report, which is what we did at the end of November. And then on December 15th, City Council was supposed to actually vote on either accepting or rejecting the companies that we put on that report, which are 10 companies. And because of the weather, that's been rescheduled now to December 21st at 2:30.
And that's
City Hall.
Public.
Yes. And all our meetings, and in fact, I'm on my way to a meeting that starts at 10 today, looking at the next round of companies for next year's report. All our meetings are public. And this is why I cannot speak as a member. I'm speaking as a community member who's on the committee because I can't speak for the rest of the group. I could only speak for myself. But, you know, we can't even communicate with each other by email. All our deliberation is public. We're publicly accountable. All our notes are on the website. You can see our report on the website and so on.
So let's talk about that first report because we want to try to generate some public pressure here and get folks down to that meeting on the 21st. Already there's a sense that some of this will not be accepted.
Yes.
Not surprising. So talk about that. In particular, you know, you've got the worst of the worst with Caterpillar and Wells Fargo. This, you've done well to collapse in and around the issues that we foresee coming up with the new administration and the deepening of corporate control over government.
Yeah, I think this is especially critical right now. So in our report, and I really encourage the public to go read our report. It came out on September 30th, 2016, and it's on the website for the Socially Responsible Investment Committee. And in that report, we put 10 companies on the Do Not Buy list that include Walmart, Wells Fargo, Caterpillar, Bank of New York Mellon, HSBC, Bank USA, JPMorgan Chase, Amazon, Nestle, Credit Suisse, And basically what happened is, you know, we had a lot of community testimony. Oh, and the thing that I forgot to say before was it started out with a push from divesting from fossil fuels, and then included, and then it expanded to human rights and prisons. And so really, those two issues have been the top drivers for the whole point of this committee existing. And this is why many of us, or at least I can speak for myself, want to really prioritize Wells Fargo and Caterpillar. And to say a little bit about that, both Wells Fargo and Caterpillar were identified by the committee as being among the worst of the worst. And since our report came out, now with new developments with both the North Dakota Access Pipeline and also Trump's administration, it's no surprise that those two companies are the forefront of working with Trump. Trump has said that he will only build his walls with Caterpillar. And also, Wells Fargo is one of the major funders of for-profit prisons. And Trump is working with people like Kris Kobach, who is one of the co-authors of Arizona's SB 1070, which was working with Corrections Corporation of America to detain immigrants and lock them up for profit. And so these companies are seeking major expansion right now. And this is the most critical time that we take our public dollars out of these companies. And those are not the only issues. I really encourage people to look at our report and see their corporate abuse, their tax evasion, their labor environmental problems, and of course, major human rights concerns.
Thank you, Jung. We will post the link to that report on the Old Mole site when we post the program. And let's also remind folks the where and when of the next public hearing for the vote on this report. Time and place, and really want to encourage people to get out and support
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we already know that Novick has put out a resolution that basically is rejecting most of our report and only is putting a few companies on the Do Not Buy list, but not including Wells Fargo and Caterpillar. So it's essential that people come out to City Hall on December 21st at 2:30. That is a day that City Council will actually vote. And right now, it's looking like they're going to reject these two most important companies. And with that public pressure, we're going to lose a big opportunity here, especially as other cities and states, multiple states and cities, are rejecting business with Wells Fargo. And there's been an international campaign for many years on Caterpillar as well.
Thank you, Jung Nam, activist, teacher, school teacher, and overall busy guy. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.